Suspect Gym's House, 7:58.
All right, we've been waiting on this one. The fan vote put Def Leppard in, but we need to find out who's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, the fan vote actually only counted for one vote. We got our buddy Sal Cerencioni. He's with Premier Radio. We talk with him from time to time. One of their senior editors there, and we got him on the phone. So do we have a class, Sal?
We have a class of 2019, Jim, yes. And I'll rattle off the names for you to the best of my memory while I sit here below the Hudson River in New York City.
Okay.
We've got Def Leppard.
Okay.
Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
Roxy Music.
Okay.
Really?
The Zombies.
The Zombies. Okay.
The Zombies have made it. The Cure.
Okay.
Yay!
That was Aaron's one she was rooting for.
Radiohead.
You kind of knew that one was coming. Okay.
Now, how many are we up to there? Six?
Six, yep.
Okay, good. I remembered everybody. And one more.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson. Wow. All right.
So now Stevie Nicks. She becomes the first woman to be inducted twice. She was enshrined in 1998 as a member of Fleetwood Mac. Def Leppard and Roxy Music, along with Stevie Nicks, go in on their first ballot. Radiohead, they were nominated last year for the first time. Janet Jackson, The Zombies, and The Cure had been nominated previously as well. But, yep, there you go. Class of 2019 or 2019. And the induction ceremony will be on March 29th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York.
All right, there we go. Now, the more important question that everybody has is, which act is Kid Rock going to induct?
So, Sal, does Lindsey Buckingham show up when Stevie's inducted?
Oh, I'm telling you, his gray hair definitely got grayer today.
Oh, man, absolutely.
On this news. You know, I have nothing against Stevie Nicks, but it's not a far stretch for her solo as opposed to what she did with Fleetwood Mac. And I get the influential part and stuff, but trust me, there are a lot of people who are influenced by her for the 6 years that she was in Fleetwood Mac prior to that first solo album in 1981.
All right, there you go. All right, hey, Sal. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for heads up, Sal Cerencioni, Premier Radio, somewhere under the Hudson in New York City right now with the class of 2019. Yeah. Thanks, bud.
I am. I just crossed over the New Jersey-New York border.
All right, bud. Have a good morning. Thanks, man.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
There you go. You get it first right here, CSX. Look forward to seeing these guys, man.
That'll
be
cool.
Yeah. Play one from them and one from Stevie. It's Big Jim's House, CSX.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.